ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. States of emergency have been declared in North Carolina and South Carolina, preparing for a hit from a tropical storm that's possible this week. Folly Beach, South Carolina, Mayor Tim Goodwin told residents to be proactive.
If you think you got to evacuate, leave today. Don't wait 2 days, because then the traffic gets jammed up and it gets to be a real hard thing to do.
Right now, Tropical Depression 9 is expected to strengthen into Tropical Storm Imelda at some point today. In the coastal town of Southport, North Carolina, three people at a popular outdoor bar were killed. Eight others were hurt in a shooting that authorities say came from a boat on the water. A person's been taken into custody and is being questioned. Democratic congressional leaders say that President Trump's agreed to meet early this week ahead of the deadline to reach an agreement on spending before government funding runs out. And Russell Nelson, president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has died at age 101. This is ABC News. Today is the last day of the Major League Baseball season, and as the playoffs get underway, some fans are seeing their tickets disappear from MLB's ballpark app.
Diehard Phillies fan TJ Brida says it happened to him.
I went on the MLB app and noticed that my tickets were forwarded to a random email.
Brida says he got on the phone with the Phillies box office, who told him he wasn't the only one.
He was like, dude, you are the 700th person to call today.
The MLB says there is no evidence this was a breach of the MLB system, claiming the ballpark app is working properly. But instead, the MLB says scammers are obtaining or deciphering passwords through other platforms or data breaches.
It's ABC's Melissa Adan. Selena Gomez is married. The pop star and actress tied the knot with singer and songwriter and producer Benny Blanco in Santa Barbara, California. The two met about a decade ago. Gomez has been nominated for Grammys and Emmys. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsinites are getting loud about how proposed utility rate hikes would impact their lives. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to increase their electric rates in 2026 and 2027, citing a need for infrastructure upgrades. Xcel customers like 60-year-old Thomas Burhan of Superior have already been grappling with how to keep up with rising costs. Burhan, who is disabled and lives on a fixed income, says his energy was already shut off earlier this year after he fell behind on payments.
It may be only $16 or $18, but that money could be spent for a medication that I need, for groceries, in many other better ways.
Xcel Energy electric rates would increase by more than 11% next year and by about 7% in 2027. Burhan voices strong frustration about the disparities between Xcel Energy executives' compensation and the financial struggles of ordinary Wisconsin residents. In 2024, Xcel Energy CEO Bob Frenzel made $12.7 million, according to Salary.com.
I could live off that 1 hour's work very comfortably for a month and have money to burn. And that's what is so infuriating. They have no idea what it's like for the common people in Wisconsin.
Public Service Commission hearings for Xcel Energy took place earlier this month. PSC says it will make a decision on all three utility rate cases later this year. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A delightful Sunday afternoon shaping up. Sunshine, mid-70s, and a light southwest wind. Tonight, nice and cool with clear skies, lows of the upper 40s. Temperatures starting to warm up a little bit more going into Monday. Sunshine and lower 80s. Currently 44 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sally Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. Now, this is the show where we really do what's in the title here. We lean local into the Green Bay community. And, you know, I'm really excited about this guest because when you talk about, well, you listen to our intro music, right? We built this city on rock and roll. And those of you who have listened for a while, I want to have mayors in here or county execs. I ask them, you know, what's your rock and roll? And this, oh, you know, education or the education, our natural resources or just what are the two things that really make your community work? And, you know, people would ask me that all the time when I was mayor. And, you know, you say the people, it's like, okay, that's pretty broad. But I would tell people the volunteers make this and the Green Bay Packers. And you combine those two things, you can pretty much build anything around that. I mean, we have great, great businesses here. We have great education. We have great natural resources. I don't want to discount anything when I say that. But, man, in the 16 years that I served this city, I was amazed every time I went out, the volunteers. I mean, schools and shelters and just everywhere. And people, what do you do here? I volunteer. What do you do here? I volunteer. And we're going to talk about that today. And, you know, when we talk about Lean Local, the reason Civic has this show, and I'm delighted that they asked me to continue this, unlike the other show, it just helps us spend more time on what I think is important. It's not to say we're not concerned about what's going on nationally. I mean, God forbid, there's so many things going on nationally and statewide. You know, there's a lot going on. But, you know, the media here locally, they try their best, but they don't have any time, right? I mean, you look at the local news, I mean, that's 20 minutes, right? 10 minutes of commercials, and then, you know, for whatever reason, Green Bay likes the weather, so they spend too much time on the weather, and then with the Packers now, sports, and they have very little time to interview someone like you and spend time on that. Or last week, we talked about suicide, and next week, Lori Radke's coming over to talk about what does the chamber do for the local economy, for the local community, and, you know, of course, the sheriff's coming on, and so we like to spend time locally here, and I think that's important, and I think if people, you know, listen to the show, you know, it's Sunday. And if you're not up yet, you can sure download it, right? It's easy to do on the Civic Media app. You can go to Spotify, any of these social, what's that called? Social media channel? I don't know. That's not my thing. I listen to it live, and I enjoy it. But we're going to spend some time here talking about the Volunteer Center of Brown County. And we brought in the top dog here, Matt Horner, who is the executive director. And we're going to put the spotlight on you today. You make a difference here in Green Bay, and you know what's going on, and you are someone that coordinates a lot of things, and welcome to Lean Local.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
This is going to be awesome. So tell us a little bit about the Green Bay Volunteer Center, your mission,
sure.
Why you exist.
Sure. At the Volunteer Center, our mission is pretty simple. We create a stronger community by engaging volunteers to support local nonprofit partners.
It's not just you.
It's not just me.
No. I mean, but you're connected with other partners. It's not like you're the volunteer center and you send them out. You work with...
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a belief that a lot of people have in the community. Like, we have a room full of people just waiting for their number to be called, and we're going to send them out to go volunteer. That's not really how it works. We have a pool of volunteers that we can send to different organizations when they request a group of volunteers or a single volunteer, but we don't have them waiting in a room in the basement.
So, who are some of the people that I would know that you're connected with? I mean, I know the answers to these questions, but as a host, I got to act like I don't.
Sure.
So.
Sure. So some of the organizations that we would send volunteers to, CASA of Brown County, the Civic Symphony of Green Bay, College Ready. I know Brent was just on here, wasn't he? He was just on one of your show. COMSA is one of our partners, Curative Connections, you know, the downtown Green Bay, Jeff Merkus. On Broadway, we send a lot of volunteers for the farmers market.
So the organization contacts you.
Yes.
Say, this is what we need. And then someone like an individual would contact your organization. What, do they fill out a form or do you interview them, or how does that work?
They do. There's several different ways. The most common way is people go to our website, volunteergb.org. Go to our website. They click on that they want to become a volunteer. They fill out a form. It shows their interest, their passions, their talents, and then that system will then take what they've put in and match it with the missions of our nonprofit partners. So we know if we're sending you this opportunity that it hits all the boxes. Right. Right. So we have a weekly email newsletter that goes out. It goes out on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. And that will have the volunteer opportunities in the community for the following week or 10 days. And you'll get that every Thursday.
So, Matt, someone comes in, or I guess, well, let's go back to the online. They say, look, and they fill out this form. What is it? I like to be outdoors, or I like to, okay. And this is in my physical abilities. I'm sure you got to, I'm sure you got people with different abilities there. Do they have to commit to X amount of hours, or what are the requirements from them to get aligned with an organization?
That's the great thing. We have so many opportunities. There are hundreds of nonprofits in Brown County.
Oh yeah.
There are so many different opportunities within those that you could be outdoors. If you like being outdoors, we can find something for you. If you are limited in your abilities, then you know, we have opportunities for you that are inside, where you're answering phones or filing or Unity Hospice, sitting with people bedside, just talking to them or listening.
Really,
that's a huge help for those people.
Like, anybody, you would think anybody could do that. I mean, what's cool about that is it's not, I think when people think about volunteers, they think about putting the roof on or, you know, like more labor, but I'm sure you have that.
Right. Oh, absolutely. We send a lot of volunteers to Habitat for Humanity. They work in the restore there, and they work on their build sites.
Yeah. I worked for them and hung a door, and the next time I came, they made me paint. So, I think I did too good. You know, I was talking to my brother about this, and I said, you know, this director's coming on. I don't think we had a volunteer center when I was a kid. Like, how long have you been around?
52 years. We started in 73.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, before that, I don't think it was coordinated, but we had a volunteer coordinator in my house, and it was called my dad.
Right.
But he would just say, look, go down and rake their leaves. Yeah. And I had four brothers, and we never thought anything of it. You know, just go down there and go down and do this for this guy. Or we had a neighbor that was in a wheelchair. And I think that's cool that he made us do that. We never would question him. Why did it get coordinated? Like, do you know the history of why it got coordinated? I mean, was there? I think it's great because I think more got done because I bet you there are some people that got left behind. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what about the guy who's in a wheelchair in his house? How does he get his leaves raked if he doesn't have a cool neighbor that says, go rake his leaves? Can he call you?
Absolutely.
That individual, it's not just, okay.
That is a wonderful segue into our upcoming event. We have from October 18th to November 16th, we have Rake Up Green Bay. So right now, people are signing up their homes. If they are unable to rake their own yards, they're signing up their homes for volunteer rakers. We also have teams. We already have, this doesn't even start until mid-October. We already have over 88 volunteers and over 15 teams of volunteers that have signed up to go out and rake.
And that's a fun time. I've done that.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good time.
It is really fun. There are a lot of companies that have teams that are going out. I know Bank of Luxembourg is sending a team of their employees to go rake. Yeah. So I don't know if they're a sponsor or not, if I'm allowed to mention them, but you know.
That's fine. Okay. No, that's good.
Okay.
I just got to mention Nicolet. I'm just kidding. Bank of Luxembourg is great. They've done a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. So that goes on for a month. And we connect the volunteers with the homeowner, and then we let them determine what is the best day and time. So a lot of people want to rake on a Saturday morning. A lot of people will rake next Sunday when the Packers have a bye. So they'll do...
It's Green Bay.
It's Green Bay. And then there's some that'll do after school and after work.
Right, we're going to do this a couple times throughout the show, but... how do somebody listening that's at home that needs their rake leaves and the neighbor kid that did it went to college and he's not there anymore, how do they contact you? Give me a number or website. Give me a phone number.
The easiest way to contact us is through our website at volunteergb.org.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll get the phone number because I do, not everybody.
And the...
It could be like me. Volunteergb.org. And that is if somebody wants to volunteer or wants to be the recipient of one of your programs.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes. Right,
we're going to mention that a few times today.
And then the phone number is 920-429-9445.
Okay, that's 920-429-9445. All right. That rake thing is fun. And yes. You must have age limits. We have age limits where I work at the new community shelter. What's the age limit on that?
The youngest without an adult is 16.
Okay.
But then if you're younger than that, then you can still rake. You just need to have an adult supervising.
And you supplied the rakes when I was there.
We have a limited supply of rakes. Yes.
But you can bring your own.
But you can bring your own or leaf blower or whatever. But we do have... We probably have about 40 rakes.
Yeah. Yeah. I snagged one of them. But I mean, I just think what this volunteering thing, I want to get to this in our next segment, but you're doing something good. But I want to talk about the friends you meet and the people you meet.
Oh, absolutely.
That whole, and we're going to talk about that for the elderly, but it's good to do whether you're 30 or you're 16. I mean, those are cool people that get out there and do that. And, just some great relationships and can lead to other things. So we're going to be right back. We're here with Matt Harmonica. What's a harmonica?
Honer.
Honer. Matt, I know it's a harmonica's name. We're here with Matt Honer, who is the executive director of the Volunteer Center here at Green Bay. And he coordinates the organizations. He coordinates the volunteers. We're going to talk about the hours that are put into this and there's a huge economic impact, but I do want to talk about how much fun it is to volunteer. And you're helping someone out, but boy, it's good for the soul. I just really love how you feel after you do that. So, all right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Lean Local, Jim Schmidt.
Ashwaubenon to Alloway. This is 97.9 WGBW.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th. Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We are talking with the executive director of the Brown County Volunteer Center, Matt Horner, who I smile when I say that because that is a very, very popular, as many of you know, harmonica. And are you really related or are you just pulling my leg?
No, I am related.
Are you getting dividends off that?
None at all.
Oh, man.
And I have zero musical talent. My kids have musical talent, though.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, you... Is he still living that? Or some, you guys, you gotta have some shirt relative. I mean, you gotta call and say, hey, look, I was told. No, I'm just kidding. So, you run the volunteer center. We talked about how many opportunities there are. We spent a lot of time on raking leaves and everything from raking leaves to hospice, but I wanna talk a little bit more about what kind of opportunities are available now. We talked about you have, I mean, meals, just everything,
yes.
Right? I mean,
well, yeah, we have, gosh, there are lots. You started to say Meals on Wheels.
Right.
It's not called that anymore. It's called the Home Meal Delivery Service.
Okay.
But yes, that is an opportunity if you're able to drive, if you're not able to drive, or even in the winter, if you're not comfortable driving, but you still want to help that program, they always need meal packers.
Right.
So that's a great way through the ADRC, who's right. One of our partners.
And how great is that and you get the same route to go and you check in on them too.
Right.
I mean, it's not just delivering, my mom gets that, but it's not just delivering the meal. It's checking in, how you doing, Mary?
And, right.
You know, oh man, it's just such good stuff.
It's a great way for those homebound individuals right. to stay connected.
And we touched on a little bit, but it's pretty much all age groups. Students get into this stuff. And
yes.
Whether they have community service hours or not, it's good to engage kids at a young age because they will keep this going.
It is. It is. I'm actually volunteering now. One of the areas that I volunteer is with the Chamber in their teen leadership program. I'm a mentor for those kids, and we've got six different mentors. My wife is one as well, but all of those groups, you've gone through Leadership Green Bay. This is mm-hmm. teen leadership, and they have to do a service project as well. Yeah. So we are getting those kids out into the community in their area-wide sophomores in high school from all the area high schools.
See, and I was telling you when we got together earlier this week, I teach at TC and mm-hmm. Business classes, and, you know, we learn about to be profitable, but learn about philanthropy. And I tell kids, look, if you're gonna run a business, you gotta make money. And we talk about proper way to run a business, ethical businesses. But I bring them. I work, like I said, at the new community shelter and have them come down and serve a meal. And if you're going to make money, and I think they will, there's some super smart kids out there. You need to get the employees together and vote on something. I mean, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Like you said, there's Habitat. There's so many good things. I mean, sure. It's hard to decide, but, you know, a homeless shelter is important. And once they do that, sometimes they don't know what they don't know, you
right.
know, and to expose them to that. And I think just to email the Volunteer Center and at volunteer, you know, it's volunteergb.org.
Yes.
Something that simple to just fill out a form and look at opportunities. Mm. I think at a young age is good. I think it's just healthy to do that because it's yes. opens up. It's like, wow, I didn't know that.
It is. And I have a story to share about that. So we like to go down. We have relatives in Cincinnati. So we like to go down to Cincinnati when the Brewers are playing the Reds. Huh? And we'll go to multiple games in that weekend. And so we get down one year. The kids were little. We get down one year and we go, we park and we get to the game, and on the walk from the parking lot to the game, there are three or four dozen, homeless people. Our kids at the time were probably 8 and 4. And it was the first time they saw yeah. that, they were in tears. Dad, how can we help them? Mom, what can we do? So the next day when we were going back, we brought blessing bags. We had hygiene products, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, granola bar. We started handing those out. We gave out over 40 blessing bags.
Uh-huh.
The kids still talk about that. They're yeah. junior in high school and eighth grade now, and they still talk about that experience. So if you can get the kids volunteering young, it'll stick with them.
Yeah, that's great. That's a cool story. And you talk about that, but I just think as a family to, you know, I think families need to do things together, have dinner together for sure, go to church together, but to go volunteer together, and you like that as a director.
I Absolutely. Mean,
there's a lot yeah. of family things you can do yeah. together. You can serve meals together. You can sure. leave together. We just talked about that, but there's so many things. I want to talk about something that is important in any study you read, is reading. Kids need to read.
Kids do need to read.
And we need to read to them. They need to read to each other. And they need to be read to.
Yes.
And you focused on that.
We do. We have one of our programs through our RSVP, which is Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And that's an AmeriCorps Seniors program. Is Reading Coaches for Kids. Last year, we had over 100 reading coaches that put in over 3,000 volunteer hours in 24 schools in Brown County. It's 106 classrooms they were in.
So they just call you, they sign up, and they can go to what? You have the schools that, and they go in and just read the kids for what, half hour?
An hour a week.
An hour a week.
Yep. So we're in Green Bay schools, Pulaski schools, and Unified School District of De Pere.
How great is that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And they just read to these kids. Kids read back to them?
Both, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There's just no downside to that.
There isn't. It's fantastic for
Beautiful.
All sides.
All right, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
In your heart, since the start of every night.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. States of emergency have been declared in North Carolina and South Carolina, preparing for a hit from a tropical storm that's possible this week. Folly Beach, South Carolina Mayor Tim Goodwin told residents to be proactive.
If you think you got to evacuate, leave today. Don't wait 2 days because then the traffic gets jammed up and it gets to be a real hard thing to do.
Right now, Tropical Depression 9 is expected to strengthen into Tropical Storm Imelda at some point today. In the coastal town of Southport, North Carolina, three people at a popular outdoor bar were killed. Eight others were hurt in a shooting that authorities say came from a boat on the water. A person's been taken into custody and is being questioned. Democratic congressional leaders say that President Trump's agreed to meet early this week ahead of the deadline to reach an agreement on spending before government funding runs out. And Russell Nelson, president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has died at age 101. This is ABC News.
The Packers on Sunday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Dallas, where the Packers are playing the Cowboys tonight. Green Bay began the season with convincing wins over the Lions and Commanders, but lost last week in Cleveland to a Browns team that hadn't won a game since last November. I spoke to Packers tight end Tucker Kraft about the start of their season so far.
You know, we did great week one, week two, coming out, trying to put points on the board. We just got to stick to that. It doesn't matter if we're home or away. We're going to come out on the first drive and try to get points on the board. That is just the demand of our offense. The defense needs us to play like that so we can play complementary to them. They hold the team to 13 points in the fourth quarter. It was 10-0 up until the fourth quarter. That's remarkable. Not a lot of defenses are doing that. We have the best defense in the NFL, so we have to help them out.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A delightful Sunday afternoon shaping up. Sunshine, mid-70s, and a light southwest wind. Tonight, nice and cool with clear skies, lows of the upper 40s. Temperatures starting to warm up a little bit more going into Monday. Sunshine and lower 80s. Currently 44 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is, man, I just love this subject we're talking about, and it's just volunteering. And yeah, you look at what makes Green Bay work, like the song came in, what's our rock and roll? And it's, like I said, it's the Green Bay Packers and its volunteers. Those two things, and a lot of other things, but they really make this community work. And we have a very special guest with us, Matt Horner, who is the director of the Volunteer Center of Brown County here in Green Bay, right off 9th Street. I mean, you drive by it all the time. It's a building that... you stop in there and you get a lot of energy in that building. I was there on Monday or Tuesday, and you just got some great people that are working in the nonprofit world. I mean, I forgot her name. Don't tell her I forgot her name. Who's
Judy?
Judy, yeah. Who worked at the Botanical Gardens. That's correct. Where I met her. Yeah. That's where yeah. I met her. And she was like, well, you're here. And you guys just stay there. And you've been in the nonprofit world for a little while.
I have been. In Northeast Wisconsin, I've been since 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a calling to that world. And yeah, I work in it now. And I just love it. The people in there. And I think people work in the private sector too. They're dedicated. They're team players. But you get the nonprofit world and you know, they still make a good wage, but there's just something a little bit more to it that they are really mission focused, boy. And it's great. So before we went to break, we were talking about that RSVP program, mm-hmm. which is a for retired people to get out. And I think it's important. You know, we've had wellness people on here, we've had people, psychiatrists on here, but that checks a lot of boxes to get out of the house and volunteer.
It sure does. Volunteering is not only about giving back, it's about connection, purpose, and even mental health.
Right.
It can reduce loneliness and isolation. As people age, they may experience, you know, shrinking social circles due to people moving or retiring or whatever. But volunteering creates a consistent opportunity to connect with others where you can foster new friendships. It improves mood and lowers risks of depression. There was a study done at the Mayo Clinic that says... Sorry, Conrad. I just had it here. Says that volunteering lowers a risk of mental health issues.
Wow.
And it also helps.
I believe that, right? I mean, you're getting out there, you're, yeah. You know, and I don't want to tie this too much back to my last show, but you know, we're talking about suicide, right, Conrad? And right. They were saying that the suicide rates are really high among 65, 70-year-olds. Like, that's scary. Yeah. You know, it's too high anywhere if there's even one, but a lot of times you think about suicide, you think about young kids who are struggling, because it's tough to be a kid, but...
Right. It is. The Mayo Clinic had a study that showed that volunteering among adults 60 and older is linked to lower rates of depression and anxiety and improved mental health.
See, that's awesome. There's yeah. a solution to, you know, there's something, and it's not medication. So, right. Wow, that's
and
great.
It's not medication. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Volunteer Center, you've been there for a while. It's been around for a while.
Yes.
Tell me about the future of volunteering. I mean, I'm sure it's... Technology is going to play a factor in terms of, you know,
sure.
You can get on your phone and volunteer or whatever. But have you seen any changes or any needs changing? I'm just curious. There's always going to be leaves to rake.
Right. There's always going to be leaves to rake. There has been a trend since COVID, really, that the long-term volunteer positions seem to be harder to fill. People yeah. are looking more now at a one-time. They'd rather do the farmer's market than deliver the home meals.
Uh-huh.
That long-term commitment, people just don't seem to want to do right now.
Yeah,
as much as they did before. We're still filling those positions, but
and you've got to manage that.
Yes.
It's, if you're aware of trends, you can make that work. Are there any misconceptions about volunteering? Do you think? I would think people would think if I volunteer, I'm locked in. You know, and you were chill about it in the beginning. You said, hey, look, they come and volunteer for a couple of weeks. We're happy. I mean, you'll take anybody and
Yeah. I think that we could find different opportunities to fit whatever availability you have. If you can only volunteer from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on the third Wednesday of every month, we'll find something for you.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
There's that need is out there in the community.
And then I just want to touch on that. With physical abilities, too, you can accommodate that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to lift 40 pounds or something to be a volunteer.
Absolutely. I know that the Einstein Project has a program with Curative Connections where they send individuals over there to Einstein Project that help sort items for their science kits.
Right.
So they don't, you know, they might not be able to lift heavy boxes or walk a long distance or anything, but they can sit at a desk and count out paper clips or pieces of paper.
Yeah. You know, something you said earlier that I didn't think of, but I've been thinking about it since you said it, just to listen to somebody in hospice.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes. You know, because loneliness is a terrible, terrible thing.
It is.
And that's very cool. And you could listen to, they're going to tell you about their kids, their family. And that is like pretty awesome. Yeah. I love that.
There's a huge need for that as well. Loneliness is, it affects everybody.
Oh,
you know, you might be a 30-year-old mom of three, but you could still be lonely. You know, just to have somebody to talk to is a great thing.
All right. So volunteergb.org, we can get a ton of information online. We can call the Volunteer Center, 920-429-9445. Did I get that right?
You did.
See, I'm going to, someday this is all going to work for me. and just thank you for doing this. I mean, and how do you, you've been in Green Bay?
Oh, 13 years now.
All right.
14.
But you've been driving the helm here for...
Oh, yes. For a year and a half, just over 18 months, I've been at the helm here.
What do you think?
Oh, I love it. I've been a nonprofit for a while, and you really get focused on that mission that you're working for, and you believe in that mission, which is great. And that drives a lot of people in nonprofit. But at the Volunteer Center, I get to work with hundreds of missions. I get to help support all these other nonprofits, and it's pretty fantastic for me.
And when we're in your office, do you have any economics to that? I mean, you must, in terms of if you put a price tag on an hour of volunteering.
Oh, yes, there are.
Okay.
So the national average that a volunteer saves an organization is $33.13, somewhere around there. The average in Brown County is $29.71.
Mm-hmm.
So every hour that you're out volunteering at St. John's, that when you're there, or New Community Shelter, if you're there volunteering, you're saving that organization
$29.
$29.
Because with the wages, the insurance, everything else, the withholding and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And quite honestly, there's a lot of organizations that couldn't afford it.
Right.
I mean, you're kind of keeping them in business too.
Absolutely. You are helping that bottom line of that organization.
So with your organization, though, and I've been helping and working in nonprofits, you also have to pay the light bill. Like, how do you get your money? Like, you must, right?
Yeah. We write grants, local, federal grants, local grants. We have a wonderful individuals that help support us financially. We just had one stop in the office on Wednesday. It stopped in the office and just dropped off a check for us.
Yeah,
so
people, I was at a funeral last night, and some guy just, he knows I work at New Community, and just gave me a check.
Yeah.
And just, just God bless him for that, right? I mean,
right.
There are some super nice people that, and they don't want anything for it.
Right.
They just do that.
They just do it.
But that's the great thing about volunteering. These people are giving their treasure, their money, you know, but organizations are also looking for your time and your talent.
Yeah.
So if you can get out and share your abilities, your experiences with them as a volunteer, you're really helping that organization.
Yeah. And like you said, there's just so many things, from listening to reading to raking. I mean, it goes on and on.
It does, yes.
And that's pretty cool that we have that here. And I'm glad that Green Bay is stepping up and the schools are supporting you. And these kids that have their hours to do, I mean, they can call as well.
They can call as well. We have in our weekly email that goes out on Thursday mornings, there is a section on there for youth volunteer opportunities. Okay. So that just started because of the teen leadership program last year when we had individuals asking for it. And I just finally said, well, we're going to put it in the email now. So,
and businesses can come as a group. I mean, there's some businesses that, yes. You look at businesses today, it's so much different than when I was younger, but this is part of why good employees join businesses. It's right. Like, what do we do for the community?
There are a lot of businesses in the community that have volunteer days.
Right.
Foth has one, Associated, Nicolet. They send out large groups, and then if we can send them all together, we will. If we divide them up into different organizations, but they go out, you know, usually it's quarterly when they have those programs. But that's a huge help to the, you know, not just the organizations, but the entire community.
And there's, so across the street, you know, we're looking out the window at Schreiber, they're sending 60 people next to, now we're organized, we're ready for them. But, and these projects that maybe we should have done last month or the month before, this is moving stuff, you know, and we're excited about them coming over. And this Day of Giving, Day of Service, whatever they call it, you know, and some of the bigger companies do that. So it's just. Yeah, and I think sometimes, you know, you have a bad day. It's like, the momentum's not there. But then you stop in and talk to somebody like you, and you tell me everything that's going on. Or, you know, you work at the community shelter, and you see all these volunteers show up to serve meals and do these big projects. I mean, the city's working. Right. And it's people like you that make it work.
Well, thank you.
It's going to work, and we need more volunteers to get the youth involved. And that's so cool that you have that whole program for seniors to read to kids. And yeah, and that, again, that reading program it's great for the kid and for the adult, but that's really going to help that student long term.
It is. There are so many things that are tied to your third grade reading proficiency. And if we can help those kids meet those third grade reading proficiencies, they're going to succeed in life.
Everybody worries about Johnny when he's in ninth grade and he might not graduate. It's like, we could have told you that in fourth grade. So anyway, thank you for all you're doing. This is just terrific. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad you're making this all work. All right. Well, we are going to be back. We've got a couple other things I got to talk about, but we're so glad that Matt Homer is... running the Volunteer Center. Give him a call, 920-429-9445 or volunteergb.org. We need you out there. We need more volunteers because that's what makes Green Bay a great place. We'll be right back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. I want to the sound of my own drum. It goes, they go, we go. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out at WGBW.FM and click events.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Did you know one out of five adults worry about their mental health? It's Suicide Prevention Month, and talking saves lives. Call 988 anytime for support. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up here on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Thanks for listening. It is, well, we pre-record this, but it is Sunday morning. And for those of you who are listening live, good morning. Nice day out there today. I read the weather forecast. Lot going on coming up. I'm going to tell you a few things that you can do this week. But today, I'm going apple picking, right? And this is the time to go. And it's a family fun thing to do, or just you and your partner, spouse, whatever. Go out, do a little apple picking. Do you do that, Con? Let me guess.
You know, what is also fun is, you know, it's getting close to October, so that means pumpkin patches as well.
See? And then carving, I do that, yes. Wait, I'll bring in, well, yeah, now that we're on video, I'll bring in one of my pumpkins that I carve. I enjoy doing that. Laugh all you want. Hey, I want to thank Matt for coming in here. That volunteer center, it's just a great place to go. And of course, not that I had to go when I was mayor, but I spent a lot of time there. And, you know, they have like almost 1,000 people who sign up to volunteer.
I mean, yeah, that's great.
A beautiful thing. And there's so many things that you can do. It's just from sitting next to someone, listening to them just talk to you. And some people just need to do that to so many things, to cleaning out their garage, to they got that whole habitat thing where that's pretty serious. I mean, there you get the power tools and kind of over my head, but yeah. So Sunday, any football today?
A lot of football today.
That's all you do. get a little sun. Okay, well, anyway, who do we play?
Well, the Cowboys.
Yes.
And, you know, Micah Parsons' first game back. in Dallas since he was traded.
Oh, that's right. That was a big trade, right? That's like, it was quarterback money, wasn't it, to get him?
Yes, it was.
And that's, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, how the league's going right now, I think a lot of players are going to get that money now, regardless of their position right now.
Yeah, and who pays for all that?
I know. I mean, next time Miles
Garrett's commercials. So
next time Miles Garrett's up for a contract, he's going to get probably a bigger one than Micah Parsons did.
Really?
And oh, yeah.
What position does he play?
The same position as Micah Parsons out there.
So. Wow. And they just must love that when, like, somebody in their position gets a huge contract. They're not jealous. They're just happy because they're like, I'm next.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of, in the private sector too. I mean, don't kid yourself. Like if a chief or a school board superintendent gets this big contract, it's not like, oh, it's like, great. When my contract comes up, well, that will be a reference.
Exactly.
So Dallas, have you been down there?
I've never been. Actually, once in the airport.
No, you haven't. Okay, the stadium. You haven't been down there.
No. I don't think it counts to be in the airport and count that as being in the city.
No, no, not at all. So I've been down there a number of times. We have some mayor's conferences in Dallas. And, of course, I went to the Super Bowl down there, which was fun. And I just, look, I know, far be it for me to brag, but wasn't Jerry's box for that game. And it was unbelievable. President Bush was up there. Who's that guy? My wife likes him. Michael Douglas, John Travolta.
Oh, nice. John Travolta is awesome.
You name it. Jesse Jackson, who was talking my ear off about housing. And, like, I was there to watch the game. But, yeah, very respectful. But that Jerry Jones, I know some people don't like him. I've met him a number of times. He is a gentleman's gentleman. We walked in there and, just, you know, thanks for coming and offered my wife, can I get you something to drink? And it was just great. But I remember him coming up to me saying, looks like you guys are going to win this game, you know, and we obviously did. That was fun. That's an unbelievable place, and he's obviously right on the 50-yard line. Somebody was telling me a story about him. That screen that they have down there is unbelievable. I mean, some people don't even watch the field. That screen is just, how many yards that is. He was talking to a guy one time, and Jerry Jones says, you know what? They're like sitting in the stands. There's only one other screen like that in the world. He goes, yeah, where's that, Jerry? He goes, on the other side. So, anyway, that's a great city. SMU's down. Just everything good is about that. So anyway, we got some stuff coming up in Green Bay besides this great apple picking. And people can go to, pretty easy to find what's going on here. You just go to the Civic Media. No, you have to go to the app. All you got to do is type in, tell you type in.
WGBW.fm.
Right. Yeah. And then all the stuff pops up and tells you what's going on. So, and October 2nd is this Shop, Sip, and Stroll Wine Walk. That seems like a very cool event. So you want to go to that. This is going to be kind of cool what's going on now. You know, given I was in politics all those years, but the Green Bay Alders from District 1, 3, 5, and 6, they're doing a budget listening session. And I don't think people are as engaged enough as they could be. I don't say should be because it's your decision, but here's an opportunity to just go to Preble Park, and they're going to provide the residents with an opportunity just to share what you think about next year's budget. Should we raise taxes? And if so, where should that money go? If we don't, and we still have some contractual things that we have to pay for, if we should cut some things, where should we cut it? Or do you think the roads are okay? You think the parks are good? Do you feel safe in the city? Those are things that we have to look at. And of course, Bergstrom's picking up again with that drive for a cure, where so you take a test drive at Bergstrom. They donate money to the cancer to help cure cancer. So just a lot of things. Go to the website, look what's going on in Green Bay. We love that there's all these opportunities, and make sure you give the Volunteer Center a call too at 429-9445, or go to the website at volunteergb.org. Thank you for listening. Next week, we're going to bring in Lori Radke from the Chamber. She's going to tell us what she did the last 12 years, but more importantly, the foundation she's put together for the next 10 years. So thank you for listening to Lean Local. This is Jim Schmidt.
happens in Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Right now, it's Tropical Depression 9, but at some point today, the storm's expected to strengthen into Tropical Storm Imelda. And ABC's Faith Abube in Charleston says authorities there are telling people to start preparing their emergency kits now.
And they're bracing for this system to dump a significant amount of rain on this area. Even though it's not expected to make landfall, they're telling people brace for damaging winds, storm surge, and potentially life-threatening flooding.
Three people were killed in flash flooding in Globe, Arizona, a rural town about 90 miles east of Phoenix. Authorities there are also worried about the risk from thousands of fuel tanks that washed away from a distributor. Authorities in coastal North Carolina are investigating an overnight shooting that left three people dead and eight hurt at a waterfront bar. Authorities at Southport say the shots were fired from a boat into the crowd. One person's been detained. And congressional Democratic leaders say President Trump's agreed to meet with them as government funding runs out Tuesday night. This is ABC News.